Camp Meeting versus Writing and Publishing. Ever since the beginning of the annual camp meetings, see chapter 20, it was generally recognized by the leaders in the church, and by James and Ellen in particular, that there was a direct relationship between the growth of the church and the presence of James and Ellen White at these gatherings. Two compelling personalities, two soul-stirring speakers, two staunch pillars of faith. Undoubtedly, disappointment was great if either of them failed to attend. But year after year, the strain was greater and the demands on their time and energy more exhausting. To complicate the problem, each of them had personal goals they were committed to achieving. Since James had assumed the responsibilities of being president of the General Conference and also carried many other positions of leadership, to continue their usual rigorous program of attending camp meetings brought up questions of priorities. And Ellen was at this time earnestly engaged in finishing the writing of the book that would become The Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 2, on the life of Christ, later to be incorporated into The Desire of Ages. To James she wrote, "The precious subjects open to my mind well. I trust in God and He helps me to write. I am some 24 pages ahead of Mary, Clough. She does well with my copy. It will take a clear sense of duty to call me from this work to camp meetings. I mean to finish my writings on one book at any rate, before I go anywhere. I see no light in my attending camp meetings. You and I decided this before you left. I have no will of mine own, I want to do God's will. At present His will is to tarry in California and make the most of my time in writing. I shall be doing more for the cause in this than in going across the plains to attend camp meetings." She shunned all outside responsibilities. She told James in a letter, "I want time to have my mind calm and composed. I want to have time to meditate and pray while engaged in this work. I do not want to be wearied myself or be closely connected with our people who will divert my mind. This is a great work, and I feel like crying to God every day for His Spirit to help me to do this work all right. I must do this work to the acceptance of God." However, when the time came for the first camp meeting of the season to open in Kansas on May 25, Ellen and Mary Clough were on the train bound for the East. Whatever work was yet to be done on the life of Christ would have to be done as they traveled. James White triumphantly placed a last page note in the review of May 25. "We have received a telegram from Mrs. White stating that her niece, Miss M. L. Clough, and herself would meet us at the Kansas camp meeting the 26th. We shall probably go the rounds of the camp meetings for 1876, and retire from the northern climate in October, either to the south or to California." James White was overjoyed to receive Ellen's telegram that she, with Mary Clough, would meet him at the Malvern, Kansas, camp meeting. He hastened off 20 postcards to as many points in Kansas, giving the welcome word. He had summoned J.H. Wagoner to come from California to assist him, for he felt the need of help through the camp meeting season. This he now canceled, for Ellen would be taking many of the meetings. He assured Willie and Mary, in Oakland, that he would be on the grounds with ample preparations made, and he was, but Ellen White's train was delayed. Instead of arriving on Friday, she was driven onto the grounds early Sabbath morning. She was weary after 6 days of travel, including a 20-mile, 32-kilometer, trip by farm wagon over bad roads, a journey broken by a stop for the night at the home of a friend. "Weary, of course," reported James White, "short of sleep, and trembling with nervous headache, she takes the speaker's stand at 10:30 and is wonderfully sustained in her effort, the Signs of the Times, June 8, 1876. She spoke that evening also to a congregation increasing in numbers. At the special session of the General Conference that had been held in late March, James White had participated in laying plans that called for one meeting to follow another, week by week, usually with a parting meeting Tuesday morning. The first meeting was now in the past, but there were 13 more to attend: Missouri, Iowa, two in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, Vermont, Massachusetts, Maine, New York, Indiana, Michigan, including the General Conference session, and Illinois. On one occasion, Ellen, writing from the campground to Willie and Mary, said, "Children, I believe it was my duty to attend this meeting. I am coming out all right as far as health is concerned if I rest and do not labor too hard." Another time she reported that James was so fearfully worn that she took the principal burden through the meeting. At the close of the sixth meeting in July, they had a breathing spell until the series in the East would begin on August 10th. She reported in a letter, "I have kept on the strain so long I am now finding my level and I am not very intelligent. We cannot, Father, Mary, or myself, do anything now. We are debilitated and run down like an old clock." After getting some rest, Ellen White picked up her work of writing on the life of Christ. It was a rugged season.